on trumpet. The CD is titled Standard Time, Volume 2, Intimacy Calling. The bass player on this release, Robert Leslie Hurst, with trumpeter Wynton Marsalis. The program is For Locals Only with Gary Hamada.
Well, the individual that many of you call me about during the week, and I wish I can get him on every day, and perhaps that'll be down the road, but for now, he's on every Tuesdays at 5:14 or close to that. He's checking in with us right now. The segment is Live with the Jazz Cat. His name is Leroy Downs, of course, and if you want more of the interviews that you'll hear today with his special guest very shortly, there are a ton of interviews exclusively done on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You can hear all those interviews on the website, www.thejazzcat.net, and I repeat, .net, okay? And if you go to that website, it's not only a beautiful website, a lot of jazz-related information, but also the interviews are all on there, posted. You can listen to them. And believe me, there are some, they're all super. When you hear the one with Ornette Coleman, you're going to jump for joy. Russell Malone, just to name a few. He's also had Dee Dee Bridgewater, Carmen Lundy, and the list goes on. That's just a few of the people that are on the website. So today he joins us with a special guest, and without taking any more of his time, let me introduce Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. The segment is Live with the Jazz Cat, and I'll have him introduce his very special guest today. Hi, Leroy.
Hey, what's happening, Gary? Hey,
very good, and I appreciate you coming on with us every week.
Well, I certainly appreciate you having me every week. It's a pleasure to bring the best in jazz music to the airwaves in Carmel, California. Today, I have a guest that continues that tradition, one of the most prevalent jazz musicians on many fronts. You just heard his name announced on your station. His initials are RLH, and, you know, I thought I was going to ask him if the L stood for Leroy, but it's Robert Hurst. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know Tara Lynn Carrington said jazz is a spirit, and being that the case, what were the essential factors that brought you about, or brought about the spirit, I should say, with the union of you, Robert Glasper, and Damian Reed on your latest release called Unrehearsed?
Well, it was something that I guess that was really meant to be. I met Damian at the Jazz Bakery here in L.A., and we were seeing my good friend Jeff Tane Watts. I was seeing his band there, and Damian, I know his father very well, Richard Reed, a great bass player.
Oh yeah.
And he said, you know, man, maybe sometime we could get together and play. And I said, sure, anytime, just give me a call. So a few weeks later, he called me, and he was in town with he was studying at the New School, along with he and Robert Glasper both were studying at the New School,
right.
And this was in the summer, and Robert was out, they were working on some music together, and they both came out and played, and we greeted each other at the door, and then we, you know, set up our instruments, and then I think we played for probably about an hour and a half without saying anything, with no breaks. We just played straight, you know, we were in and out of standards, and we didn't even say, you know, let's do this tune. You know, we wove from different vamps and all this stuff. So, you know, we looked up and it was like an hour later, and we said, man, we got to get this down. So, Robert was coming back a little bit later and that year, and I have a home studio and I'm blessed to have a nice Steinway piano. So we recorded that record right here in my living room, and I asked the guys to bring in a couple, you know, some tunes or whatever, and we just would go over the tune and press record, and hence the title Unrehearsed.
Well, you know, you may not have said anything to each other during that initial session, but you were definitely speaking some language with each other, man, for sure.
Well, thank you.
This is Leroy Downs. You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. We're speaking with Robert Hurst. Man, I thought Terrence Blanchard and Mark Isham were the only cats in town scoring movies. I guess that's not true. You scored a few yourself. You composed some original music for a couple of films.
Yeah, I was really blessed to work with a young director named Rick Famuyiwa that he studied here at the USC Film School, and he did a film called The Wood with Taye Diggs and Sanaa Lathan, and he also did a film called Brown Sugar with both of those actors, and Mos Def was in it, Queen Latifah, and they're both really, really wonderful films. I was really, you know, honored, and I feel blessed to be associated with those films, and hopefully we'll get a career, part of my career going in that direction as well, because you know, Terrence is definitely doing his thing, and you know, I've worked on some of his scores, and years ago I worked in his band, and I'm just so thrilled to see him really flourish in that area, and I hope to join him soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's beautiful because you know, as I mentioned, jazz is one word and musician is another. And most of the time when you say jazz musician, people sort of think about one particular idea. But separately, when they're used in conjunction with each other, you know, it's a possibility of creating a great career. And you seem to do that with playing in all of the just major players' band. You have your band. You do film. You do music for television. I mean, you have a pretty illustrious career.
Yeah, well, I've definitely been blessed to you know, in some occasions it's just being at the right place at the right time. But you know, I try to really strive to be prepared for anything that might happen. And I think today, you know, with you know, the people able to get music so quickly online and you know, unsigned artists, you know, you can go get on MySpace and download, you know, all of these unsigned artists and different things that I think there's such a so much information at our fingertips that that aspect of it really does make it easier to have some understanding of a lot of different, you know, genres of music, or well, maybe even harder because there's so much, you know.
Right.
But you know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, so, you know, I came up, you know, listening to a lot of, you know, different styles of music, Motown and all the great jazz musicians that were there, and P-Funk recorded at United Sound in Detroit, so all those musicians were around town. So, you know, I'm probably primarily known for playing jazz, I guess, but I think, you know, in this day and age, you have to be prepared to play anything. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, there's so many aspects to making a living in this music, be it composition, you know, doing films, recording, live playing, of course. I think you know, you're missing out if you don't get on the bandwagon, you know, because this is a time of change, you know, as far as record labels and all that kind of stuff. People being able to self-produce product, you know, it's a big time of change. So, you know, the more ready you are, the better.
I certainly would agree with that. This is Leroy Downs. You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The segment is called Live with the Jazz Cats, and I got with me today Mr. Bob Hirst. Bob, you mentioned Detroit, and Detroit has been such a major hub for many musicians in the business. Who were the cats that were playing back when you were on the scene, and how did you make that transition into the larger scene of jazz?
Well, my biggest, well, I think the biggest influence is that, for me, one of the big major influences anyway, was that I came up, you know, Jimmy Carter was president, and there was a lot of there's a lot of money for like different social programs, music being a part of that, and you know, I was fortunate enough to play in jazz band in school for credit, you know, from the sixth grade all the way through my senior year. Mm. You know, so just that exposure to the music, which a lot of kids don't have today, was a blessing, and also met a great educator and musician and trumpet player, Marcus Belgrave, when I was in Detroit, and he was probably one of the leading educational gurus, the leading educational guru around the Detroit area, and he had the the Jazz Development Workshop in Detroit, which spawned talents such as Jerry Allen and Kenny Garrett and Regina Carter and James Carter, and the list goes on and on. But he was really, no pun intended, instrumental in my development as a musician, and still is. You know, he plays on my two of my CDs, you know, we still have a great musical rapport.
Well, you know, that's funny. Many musicians such as yourself got another kind of education when it came to learning this music, but you're a great educator yourself, man. I know that you've done some stuff with the Thelonious Monk Institute, as well as a number of different venues. You also teach a bass camp.
Yeah, next month I'll be actually Barry Green is who is a wonderful educator and classical bassist. He has the Northern California Bass Society, and I'll be the chair of the jazz division of that, which is this year in honor of the great Ray Brown.
Yes, sir.
And
say that again.
The great Ray Brown. So I'll be teaching a course along with some other great jazz musicians, jazz bassists up there, and there'll be a bunch of bass players, and you should feel it. It's in the Bay Area, so I hope we don't start an earthquake, but we're going to have things rumbling up there in the middle. I don't know the exact date, but it's in the middle of in July, and I just finished doing arrangements for 100 basses.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll certainly be fun.
That'll be the epicenter of San Francisco.
There you go.
Yeah. This is Leroy Downs on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The segment is Live with the Jazz Cat. My man Robert Hurst is on the line. Hey, Rob, the SF Collection, man, that's some of today's most astounding players. Each player a leader in their own right. You guys have all come together with original composition to share, as well as give tribute to many of the masters in the business. How is it to be a part of that prestigious project?
Well, it was a great experience. Unfortunately, this time around, my teaching commitments and some of my touring commitments, I wasn't able to participate in the. I was involved in the first aggregation,
right?
But along with Brian Blade and Brian and myself, we couldn't do this last aggregation. But those are some musicians that I truly love and I enjoy working with, and to be around Josh Redman and Nicholas Payton and when I was doing it, Brian Blade and Rini Rosnes, it was a great experience, and we essentially we got up every day and rehearsed, and really were thorough about rehearsals. This is the first time since, I mean, probably in 25 years of my career, that I spent that much time, really rehearsing in much the same manner as a garage band,
right.
Just growing up, and we actually got paid, which is even more better. But
that's right.
But it's a great circumstance to really further the music and really give some excellent musicians a chance to really be, like I say, just be really thorough in paying attention to a multitude of original compositions, but also they dedicated, the year I did it, it was Ornette Coleman, and we spent time just working on Ornette's concepts, and Ornette was one of the artists at the San Francisco Jazz Festival that year, so we got a chance to hang with him and hear his band and hear him play and really, just an intensive workshop, really. Me as a musician, I got so much out of it. I'm sure that the audience got a great deal from it, but it was just like a chance to just really play every day, and we had access to to you know, a gym, an athletic facility right across the street from our hotel.
And, oh, beautiful.
You know, play basketball and then go work on some Ornette Coleman.
That's loving that. Hey, man, you and I are supposed to still get together to play some hoop.
Oh, we got
to
do that, man.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, we got to do it. I played this morning.
Okay. Hey, this is Leroy Downs. You're listening to the segment Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. This is my man, Robert Hirsch.
All right.
You know, you're a pretty peaceful and humble cat, man. Your instrument says all it has to. You know, it speaks for you, man. You play so many great notes. What are some of the intricate delicacies that the music, that musically and mentally bring you closer to other musicians when you play with them?
I think it's just the same as everyone in everyday life. You know, you want people that have your best interest at heart. You want to be around people that are friendly. You want to be around people that are interesting, that are funny, that are smart, that are really trying to be positive. You know, and that's if I can be around people that are like that, you know, I'll take a lesser musician that has those attributes over. Or a more accomplished musician that doesn't have those attributes any day, you know, because that can further the music. And I think sometimes, you know, even a skilled player, I'll equate it to basketball. You know, you have somebody that can shoot the lights out and jump out the gym, but he wants to take every shot, or he doesn't want to play defense. You know, he might be like one of the most skilled or most athletic player on the court. But they end up getting beat because this guy is not a team player. So anybody that's down for the team and really trying to, artistically speaking, you know, anybody that's trying to further the art form, you know.
Yeah. Well, I understand that analogy, Kobe Bryant. Anyway.
Oh, man, see? I wasn't going to go there.
I know. You're listening to Robert Hirsch and Leroy Downs on the segment Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, we got a couple of seconds left here, man. And,
okay.
You know, I wanted to say that every man has his queen. You actually have two of them. I know that they both inspired a few compositions. You have a beautiful daughter and the sweetest wife who's always got your back, man. And I know that you've named tunes for them before, and it looks like on your latest disc there's a couple. One called Big Queen, one called Little Queen. Now, I'm assuming that's where your wife and daughter are.
Yeah, that is.
I would imagine. I thought I could take that assumption.
Yeah. It's not for Little Richard. Okay, let me shut up.
Yeah.
No, it is for them, and they are, you know, truly the backbone of everything I do, you know, and it's just my sense of purpose And artistically speaking, you know, the best tunes that I write are always tunes for people that I love, you know. So,
amen about that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Rob, for sitting in with us today on Live with the Jazz Cat. It's on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You've been listening to Mr. Robert Hirsch.
All right, Carmel.
Do I need to put the Leslie in there, Robert Leslie Hirsch?
Hey, that's all right. It's all good.
Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
I thought the initial stood for Leroy.
Yeah, me.
You left out the crowning blow, the third.
There you go.
Robert, before you go, thank you so much for being on with us on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Thank you very much to Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. You perform with the San Francisco Collective, and as Leroy was mentioning, you perform with some of the best. Is there one particular moment? I know you performed here at the Sunset Center.
Right.
And was there, you talk about team play. Now, everybody in their own right there is a soloist, so to speak. How does that work out with that when you were performing a San Francisco Collective with all those icons?
Yeah, well, I mean, I really think it's to Josh's credit that he got some great musicians that, mm-hmm. that were in the mindset of working together and doing it, because there, you know, quite honestly, there are a lot of musicians that, you know, aren't that interested in something like that, you know. I feel really, really lucky, you know. I mean, one of my favorite musicians on the planet is Brian Blade, and, mm-hmm. and just to be around him every day and just the love and the excitement and the spirit that he brings to the music. All the guys, you know, everybody in the band, really, but especially him, because you could just, you know, yeah, him with yeah. Wayne and all these different bands. And I remember hearing Brian the first time he came to New York, it was in the mid-'80s, and he was coming up from, I think he was actually subbing on a gig with Harry Connick, and he was doing a gig with Ned Gould Ben Wolf, dang, sorry Ben, it was his playing. I was there with Jeff Watts, and we were just blown away by how much he gave to the music, you know. And I got off on Brian, but everybody had that same spirit, and everybody was willing to, you know, take their parts home and practice, and you know, if get with the composer and say, what do you mean by, you know, how should I interpret this, blah, blah, blah. You know, they went the extra mile. So it was a great, great opportunity and great, you know, I hope I get a chance like that again. I really do.
Well, thank you very much. An amazing career spanning since the late 1970s. And actually, looking at your bio, you start off as a guitarist, so that's even... thank you very much, Leroy.
You got it, man.
Great interview, as usual. And if those of you out there listening on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio all over the world and KRMLJazzAndBluesRadio.com, you can go to Leroy's website, www.thejazzcat.net. You'll be able to hear this interview as well as many of the others he's had over the past months on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And again, thejazzcat.net is where you go to. And again, thank you so much to Robert Hurst III and Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. We'll be right back. You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, Tuesday edition, June 27, 2006. The show is for locals only, and we're broadcasting live from the Eastwood Building in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California. This is Gary Hamada. We'll be right back.